What'd you see, Norma? What happened?
I only see the guy running inside the store.
You saw a guy running inside the store?
Yeah.
Okay, can you describe him for me?
Well, I see him far away. It was like a pink shirt.
And what color?
Pink.
Pink?
Pink, yeah. And looks to be blonde.
Blonde?
Yeah, but I saw him far away and I only see him running to the store.
Okay, was he wearing shorts or pants or do you
no,
know?
No, I don't know. I only see the
top. Oh, just from the waist up?
Yes.
Okay, glasses, sunglasses in?
No.
Okay, and when you estimate how far you think you were from him where you saw him?
I was here and it was like to the white car.
Maybe 30 feet?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yes. But the clothing track was in the middle.
Okay.
I was in the fitting room.
You were in the fitting room area?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He came inside in the action alley.
And where exactly did you, where was he at? Was he in the fitting room area also, or he ran
no,
by?
No. He ran by the the entrance of the store.
By the entrance?
The cashier.
Okay.
Yeah, by the cashier.
And then where did you see him go after that?
I saw him running to the back of the store.
Towards the back of the store?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then you didn't see him anymore after that?
No.
Okay.
No, because I paged my assistant, my store manager, and asked her what happened, and then they started calling us to get out.
Okay.
But I knew something.
Did you see anything in his hands or anything?
No.
Or nothing at all?
Nothing
okay.
At all.
You just saw him run by?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks, God.
Anything that you think I need to know that you saw?
No.
Okay, so you were standing by the fitting rooms.
Yes.
He ran in from the entrance through the...
Towards
the back of the store.
Yes.
He's about 30 feet from me and you saw him as he went by.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it?
That's it.
Where you were at?
I was standing, the registers are right here, and I was standing at the podium where they base out the money from, and I just saw someone start running past me. He had the gun, he was holding it down to the ground.
Okay.
And he just took off and he went up the main alley right there where you go where we was at, where the first alley was off to the right, he dropped down that way.
Okay. So where were you standing exactly?
I was standing at the podium.
And that's it, right at the entrance
to
the store?
That's right. Well, it's right at the, when you walk in and all the registers are right there, there's this little podium right there. That's
okay.
Where I was standing. Store manager Laura was on the other side.
You know about what time this was? Best guess?
I would say like maybe 25 till 9, 20
okay.
Till 9.
Okay, so you're standing at the podium and
standing
came
at,
in?
Yeah, I'm standing at the podium talking to store manager Laura and all of
Laura?
A sudden, Laura.
Okay. What's Laura's last name?
I think it's Ellsworth.
So you're talking to Laura, and you saw somebody. Describe who you saw come in.
He was wearing shorts. I believe they were like a tannish beige shorts, a pink shirt.
Okay.
He had like blondish brownish hair.
Okay.
And he had it looked like a metal, a chrome handgun.
Chrome colored handgun.
Yes.
Okay.
And he had it pointed.
Do you know guns at all? Okay, was it the kind that have the bullets that are put in one at a time that goes round and round, or was it like an automatic type?
It looked like an automatic type.
Okay,
thing.
And it was shiny?
It wasn't shiny, but it looked like a metal, like a...
What hand, do you remember?
On the left side.
Left hand?
Yeah.
And he was holding it down? He wasn't pointing
no,
it?
No, he was holding it down when
okay.
He got past it.
And he came running in the store?
He
was he saying anything?
No, he did not.
Okay, and where was he running towards?
He ran past us because the aisle takes off to the right, and then he went up that way, to the right.
So he came in and then went? Last.
The day he was coming in this way, I was standing right here,
uh-huh.
He came in this way and
took off to the right?
Yes.
Ran
I don't know where he went from there.
Okay, after he ran, you saw him for just a few seconds then?
Yes, because Laura said that he has the gun and Laura didn't know what was going on. She went up there too, and then everyone started screaming, and I went and locked myself in the office, and
okay.
They said get out, so we all had to come out. We had like three customers in there with us. And
okay. How close did he came to you?
I would say like right there.
About 5 feet maybe? Never said anything, didn't make eye contact with you?
No.
Or so he just came in, got about
he
5 feet from
in.
Me,
yeah.
Turned towards his right, or actually to the right of the store. If you're facing the store, would it be to the left then?
If I'm facing the store, then right.
Yeah. If he came in the front doors, which way would he have gone? Okay, should he be to the left? And if he's right, he's going to the back? Okay. And he didn't say anything to you, didn't do anything different. Other than him running right past you?
That's all. I didn't hear him say nothing. Nothing. He was hauling fast. He was flying.
Okay.
He was
running pretty fast. Okay.
Yes.
Anything you think that I should know that you saw or that I didn't ask you?
No, he just ran past and he didn't say anything. He didn't make eye contact. He was like running. He wasn't running looking on his side. He just came in and just wanted to.
Okay. So after he ran by you, he turned right towards the back of the store and then you lost sight of him?
Yes. That's when I took off.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
You can go stand with everyone else then. Thank you. This interview. Tell me what you saw.
Actually, I was coming from the time clock at the punching in.
Okay, and that's in the back of the store or the front?
That's the back of the store.
Okay.
I was passing to Sporting Goods.
Okay.
And we heard the helicopters on top.
Okay.
I thought it was for the fire or something like that.
Okay.
And I figured, well, this is pretty low, these helicopters outside.
Right. So you could hear it from inside the store?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
It definitely was a very checking right. The building just about.
And whereabouts were you standing when you could hear the helicopter? As you were walking
sporting
back
goods.
Towards the front, you were in the sporting
goods? I was in the sporting goods going to, towards the garden. As I heard a commotion to the left, that's Nakel was the manager of Pets.
Okay.
And I believe...
What was her name again?
Her name is Nakel. Nakel.
You know how to spell it?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's a manager of Pets.
Okay.
And I believe she bumped into the guy.
Okay.
And
so you saw him?
I really didn't see him. I just heard the commotion like. And I
okay.
Was, by the time I got to Garden, the motorcycle police and the police cars came flying up and told us to get out of the building. They had their guns drawn already.
Okay. And so you never saw the guy?
No, I never saw the
okay.
guy.
Okay. You just heard the commotion?
I just heard the commotion. I heard a pop, and that was about it.
And?
Like a gun going off. I heard a pop.
Where did you hear that happen at? You know?
As I was going out of the Garden.
As you were leaving the garden?
I heard it inside the store or in that area right there when everybody was had their guns drawn.
Okay, and did you?
I evacuated past through the parking lot.
You went out which store?
Through the garden.
Through the garden?
Right, we were helping some lady with three kids get out of the parking lot.
Okay. And then you heard the pop?
I heard one pop. I heard one pop as I came out of the garden area.
And you were outside then?
I was outside though.
Okay.
Hello.
I can't talk right now. No, there was a shooting in Simi, and I'm right there. Okay, I'll call you later. Bye. You and some citizens evacuated, you said, through garden?
Through the garden there. There was a lady with three kids, and we wanted to make sure that she got out of the parking lot. She
okay.
was coming out of the garden at the same time, but they had the... They had the garden area. The police had the garden area surrounded.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
we just kept on coming up to the Home Depot up here.
And you ended up over here.
Yeah, we ended up over here.
Okay. All right, sir. where you're living now?
Yes.
Okay. And just tell me what happened. Or
I was I'm a merchandiser for Anderson News. I was in the store.
Okay.
And actually, as it happened, I stepped out of the store just for a moment.
Okay.
And all this started happening. So I didn't see anything in there.
Okay. Did you ever see a guy running through or just kind of heard what was going on? Did you hear anything at all?
No, I didn't. I stepped out of the store to go on car to get something.
Okay.
And when I was outside, it's all started to take place.
Where were you parked?
Down there by the baskets in the second row.
Okay, in the front of the store?
Yes.
Okay, and did you step out through the front?
Yes.
Okay, and so do you know if he entered while you were out front, or do you have any clue when and where? Okay, so the best you know, though, is you walked out to get some stuff out of your car, and did you ever get back in, or did people come running out?
No, I saw the car, the sheriffs pull up, and then people start coming out.
Okay, and you just stayed out front then?
I just stayed out front.
Pretty easy.
I was over in the Sporting Goods. I understand the guy went in there, saw her working on cases.
Okay.
I don't
know. Who told you that?
One of the other employees.
Remember their name?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I know they don't have firearms.
Right.
They have pellet guns and stuff.
Oh, okay. And you work for who?
Anderson News.
Anderson News?
Yes.
Okay. And you're just a supplier?
I'm a merchandiser.
Okay. And other than that, do you think there's anything that I need to know that I haven't asked you?
I'm afraid there's nothing I can give you.
No, that's fine.
Be reveling anyway.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I'm just like an innocent bystander.
Okay, thank you much.
Yeah.